Okay, everyone, please sit comfortably on the floor or on a chair or whatever is the most comfortable for you. And we're going to take some deep breaths to the count of five. So we'll begin with the first breath. Inhale, one, two, three, five. Hold the breath for a second. Now exhale, one, two, three, four, five. Again, inhale, one, two, three, four, five. And hold the breath for a second. And exhale. One, two, three, five. One more time. Inhale. One, two, three, five. Hold the breath and exhale. One, two, three, four. Five. Now relax and just breathe normally as you focus your attention on the ground beneath your feet. I want you to see the Earth's energy there as a warm, pale blue light. See this light flowing up into your feet. Feel the warmth of it as it rises into your calves. Now feel it flow into your knees, your thighs, your buttocks. Feel this energy as it flows upward into your back, your stomach, your chest, and your shoulders. Now feel the warmth trickling down into your arms and hands. And feel the warmth extending upward into your neck and filling your head right to the crown. Relax for a moment with this warm light filling you, loosening your muscles and any tension you have from your feet to the top of your head. We begin now with a word, and the word is love. Love is the highest vibration in the universe. Love is the word that was spoken at the beginning of creation, and it's love that continues to manifest. The earth was made from love, but it is the one place in the universe where not love can exist. Earth is the place where souls come to learn about love. Every soul in every moment can choose to love or not to love. Every choice we make is about building up or tearing down, telling truth or telling lies, loving rather than hating, trusting rather than betraying. We can feed the hungry rather than let them starve. We can clothe the naked and shelter the homeless instead of letting them face the elements unprotected. Every loving choice we make is about community and family rather than loneliness. It's about healing rather than harming. Wholeness. Rather than splintering, oneness rather than othering. Love is a verb of action. It is a drop of dew and thundering falls, a gentle breeze and a hurricane, a candle and a volcano, a snowflake and an avalanche. Love should be the consequence of all your choices. In the deepest level of your subconscious, how much do you love? Consider first how much you love yourself, for you can't give what you don't have. If you can't love yourself, what you're giving to others is not love, it's caretaking, controlling, neediness, or dependency. When you truly love yourself, you are then capable of loving others. And the next question is, are you capable of being loved in return? Love is receiving as well as giving. We're going to have 3 minutes of silence while you think about loving yourself, about loving others, and allowing others to love you. Okay. We are now going to take a walk into love. Imagine that you're in a beautiful place in nature, whatever that is to you. Is it the desert or a lake? Are you standing on a snow-capped mountain or in the heat of a wide savanna? Are you in an old growth forest or floating above a coral reef? What is your beautiful place? Take a deep breath. What do you smell? Listen. What do you hear? See and reach out to touch something near you. What does it look like? What does it feel like? Now find a place where you can sit comfortably. Take a deep breath and relax into this space. There's a trail, a small path going past where you're sitting. In a moment, someone or something will come and stand before you. Look down the path now and see them coming toward you. As they stop before you, you lovingly greet one another. Now, this being offers to tell you something that God, Spirit, the universe wants you to know. You have time to listen carefully as we have 5 minutes of silence. Now, return to this time and place. As you thank this being, and know that they will be with you when you leave this meditation and go about your day. You can always communicate with them by just taking time to sit quietly and asking for further interaction. Say goodbye to them now and watch as they walk past you and continue down the path. It's time now to leave your beautiful place, but know that it's always there for you, no matter where you are or what you're doing. This place is yours. Again, just sit quietly and imagine being there, and you will be there. Now slowly but surely come back, take a deep breath, relax, and as you go about your day, I want you to consider that love is the answer to every question. Think about that as you go about your day, the rest of this week. Love is the answer to every question.